Dear Neil, you're taking the first tentative steps towards being a writer. Believe me, I know how you're feeling. I did the same thing many years ago. So may I offer some advice? Rule 1. Never submit anything that isn't the absolute best you can make it. Send an unsolicited manuscript to an agent or publisher who accepts them, and it'll go into the slush pile. The person who read it isn't an editor, but someone who answers the phone or makes the tea, briefed to get rid of 95% before passing the remainder up the chain. So if your first paragraphs aren't things of beauty and wonder, no one will ever read the beautifully written stuff further on. Rule 2. Don't follow the herd. Agents and publishers usually chase the last big idea, not the next. A few years ago, a public school novel about wizards had them splitting their sides. One small publisher took a chance on it and is now a large publisher. There was then a deluge of Me Too books by the surprising number of authors who suddenly discovered that they'd always wanted to write young adult fiction, which barely existed before Harry Potter, before the herd moved to the next watering hole. It's the same with non-fiction. Wave after wave of SAS men, Mockney chefs, surgeons, social media sensations. So when your publisher is clamouring for you to join the herd, do the opposite. Rule 3. You can never revise your work too often. As our scatological friends remark, there are some things you can't polish, but a manuscript is definitely not one of them. Put your draft aside to go cold, so you see it with greater objectivity, then revise, rewrite, and most of all, cut, cut, cut. It doesn't matter how much blood you sweated over it, if it's not relevant or driving the plot, it has to go. Rule 4. Criticism of your work will always sting, so don't react in haste to feedback from agents or editors. Again, put it aside, then read it again. You'll often find that the criticisms or cuts you resented were right. However, if you still disagree with them, have the courage to argue your case. Rule 5. Don't treat any writing job as beneath your dignity. Writing anything well will make you a better writer, and it's better to do hack work than stack shelves in Tesco's and bore your workmates about the novel you'd write if you could only find the time. Rule 6. Try not to be derailed by reviews, whether good or bad. Like any workplace, the literary world can be snobbish, backbiting and spiteful, but it can also be selfless, generous, mutually supportive and hugely life-affirming. Finally, may I give a Micawberish summary of your prospects? Fame, minimal. Fortune, see fame above. Satisfaction, potentially limitless. If I haven't put you off, if you feel driven to write whatever the outcome, then maybe, just maybe, you can make it. Good luck.